will reconvene the hearing. Do we must appeal?
Well, is there...
Ahead of time, so...
Yes, it's becoming a bit of a habit. Thank you. I assume this has been taken as read and...
The submission?
The submission,
yes.
Yep.
Yes.
I've read the Section 42A report, and my comment really relates to the use of the STEM criteria for determining protected trees. And I just noted that in terms of the arborist's analysis of the trees, which are both a mixture of spruce and larch in this particular avenue, some are below the 120 threshold. My question is that the decision was, in the case of the submission, was to approve in part, which relates to those trees over 120. Given that the others are just under 120, under 114, it seems to me rather bizarre that you wouldn't include them because they're as integral part of the avenue as the other trees, which are of greater stem diameter. The ones that generally tend to be less than 120 will be the spruce trees, but larches tend to be kind of thicker trunk. So I contend that the decision would, as I would prefer to see it, and on behalf of the others that I'm representing, that the entire avenue is included in the protected tree schedule.
Consider that there are instances where the group of trees as a whole has more significance than the sum of the value of the individuals.
I do.
And is this one of those instances?
Absolutely.
No, that's very clear. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Beale.
Pleasure.
Quite straightforward. We've visited the site, so we know there are trees, rows of trees that you're talking about. Yes. Miss Holloway, is it?
That's right, yes. Good morning to you all. Mm-hmm. I'm here representing the Kingston people through the Kingston Community Association regarding the Kingston Flyer, which will shortly be the Bluff Flyer or some other such name, because of the actions of the QLDC, as far as I'm concerned, anyway. Very concerned that the heritage order was altered to enable the owner to take the train away from Kingston. Now, one of the things I've noticed that if you're talking to anybody around New Zealand, they often don't know where Kingston is until you mention the Kingston Flyer. It's an iconic image. They know exactly where you are when you mention that. There was quite a number of experts brought in to actually categorise this in the first place under the heritage. But as far as I can tell, it was very easy to change those categories by one officer from a category 1 to a category 2. prior to that, they wouldn't have been able, the owner wouldn't have been able to take the train away. It would have had to sell to somebody in the area. He has had a fallout with the townspeople, which is really what this is about. So in the first instance, we were very concerned about that. The second instance comes to consultation. We didn't know anything about any of this taking place until the Otago Daily Times phoned our association and asked us for our comments. That was the first we knew about it. And by the time I rang the officer concerned the next day, it was already well underway. The change had already been done, a lot of work had already been done. We'd never been consulted. We felt we should have been. This is a big difference for our town when it's gone. And thirdly, I suppose our biggest problem now is because it seems like it's a done deal, it's going to go, is the cleanup afterwards, or the lack of cleanup, which is what our expectation would be, is that the owner won't do a thing to help make sure that when the tracks are pulled up, etc., that it's left in a decent condition. And we're hoping that the council itself will have some control over what happens when he actually does take all this equipment out of the town, that we aren't going to get left with an eyesore that we have to deal with next. We have a lot of tourists coming down there. We're very concerned that the council is so short-sighted as to allow a steam engine to be taken away. We have a steam boat on the lake. Those two things could have one day been connected if there was any far-sighted operator could have done it. It's not going to happen now because the train will be gone, the tracks will be gone, we're never going to have another steam train there. So this is, to us, very short-sighted. So anyway, it's a matter of heritage, lack of consultation, clean-up, and we hope that by being here today that might help with particularly the third thing, because I think the resident's already too late. But I hope for everybody else that in the future, heritage won't be treated so lightly. As far as we can see, it's not worth the paper it's written on when QLDC's done it. After our experience with this, we're very disappointed. We've run a survey around the town. The town was overwhelmingly for keeping the train there operational. Like 92% of the people that came back. So it was a worry for us. It was also a worry. We weren't consulted about it. We weren't informed about it. We knew nothing about it except through a national newspaper, which is not the way you want to find out something from your local council, really. So thank you very much for hearing me this morning. Not that I'm a happy person about this situation.
The gentleman concerned, there was I think it was in your evidence that he tried to sell it locally or internationally, but offered for sale internationally, and then it was offered for sale locally, and there was some debate about whether it was. Could you clarify?
As far as I understand it, he was offering it both internationally and nationally right throughout. What he didn't want was anybody to run it in. And mind you, I'm only hearing the second hand, or I've got no proof of this, or I'm reading it in the newspapers or whatever, that he wouldn't sell it to anybody who wanted to make a viable business down in Kingston. So he wanted it sold away from Kingston. That's my understanding from everybody in the township and from newspaper articles I've read on the subject. So apparently all it needed was just one letter from him to have those categories changed. It's a real worry. It was so simple.
And there's nothing. Was it a community operated train, or was that specifically run? I confess I have actually taken the family for a spin off, but it was still operation. Was that a community run operation, or was that?
Well, Bryce actually owned it and operated it, and the town all worked in it. I mean, there were about 8 or 9 people employed there. We don't have a lot of employment in Kingston either. So those jobs all went with the train. And of course, there was always a lot of interest in the train.
So it was being run as a business?
Yes.
So, yeah.
I know that the townspeople didn't go to see Real Journeys to see if they would be interested in buying it from Bryce. I don't think they had any particular interest at the time, which I thought was quite short-sighted people. Because they do have a steam boat, I believe, is that right?
Yeah.
They operate from the boat here. So it's a shame that they couldn't see that would be an extension of that. For STEM people, that would be fabulous. It would be a fabulous trial.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, just a couple of things raised. The one issue that's arisen, which you may or may not be aware of, is that the and it's also arisen with the Urns Law, which has been listed as a protected item, but it appears that it can't be listed any longer, and neither can the Kingston Flyer, because there's a legal problem with listing moving items, a bit like, say, listing a vintage car, for example.
Can I answer that just a moment? Because I actually do know about that, and as far as I'm concerned, if we'd had any time, I would have made submissions that with regard to a vendor tonga, which it is, and a tonga can be a movable object. And also have heritage. So in actual fact, I don't see that as being a problem. It's movable. In terms of tonga, it's
the advice we've got is it's a legal issue for...
Well, legally, for instance,
the track could certainly be listed, for example, because it's fixed to land, but there is a problem with listing over both the Urns Law.
But not as a tonga, it's not. So why isn't anybody reaching in Marrieden for that?
Now, the second issue, as I understand it, was that the price being asked by the owner was quite unrealistic given the amount of work that required to be done to the locomotives and rolling stock, which he's basically just neglected completely.
Yes, he has neglected completely, and that's been deliberate.
Mm.
That's against the townspeople as well. Been left outside your lot. But initially, I don't think it was probably too high then, right at the initial stages when it was still a reasonable order.
Mm.
And perhaps Queensland District Council needs to look at its heritage matters and perhaps force people, because we did ask in 2015, we wrote to you and asked, could you do, it might be 2014, and asked, could you do something about the fact that the stock had just been left outside and just letting to rot, and apparently you weren't able to do anything about it at that stage. Perhaps things need to be strengthened up in the heritage area to avoid that happening again. And I genuinely do mean that about Dong. I see no reason why this couldn't be a Dong for our area. Why not? Tonga doesn't just belong to Maori, we park it as well. In both, in our instance.
I don't have any questions.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
And we'll put this in our newspaper this week.
Okay, I'm going to look at the topic.